Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. So if you want to find us, and you want to go to the archives, you can just go to gcnlive.com. And there is a program selector, and you can select which program or which broadcast you'd like to listen to. And we're near the bottom. It's alphabetically listed. So USA Prepares is right near the bottom. So you can find us, USA Prepares. And you can select broadcast. And you can listen to any of the archives. You can go back. You can do a date search. You can listen to the current broadcast. It's all right there. Or you can go to Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute and listen there. YouTube's not so good. They decided that they wanted nothing to do with us. And that's what big tech does. They own the platform and they do what they want. So keep that in mind, those of you who really like YouTube, they are in charge, and they can throw you off, as they have done for us. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, I'm really well. Gwyneth, we've got some very interesting items to talk about today in class, but I wanted to share this with you. I got an email from a friend who lives in England. And he sent me a link to these Missouri homesteaders. And I live somewhere around 50 miles from here, and I think around Ava, A-V-A, Missouri. I think that's where they live. I've never met them, but they have a couple calves, a few calves, and they raise calves, and they raise their own food, and they teach about it on the Internet. Well, they sold 3 calves, and they got a check for around $2,400. And they thought that was pretty good, and they were pretty happy with that. Then they delineated the weight of the calves and how much per pound. So, actually, how much per hundredweight of the calves. And so what I did was I brought it down to the price per pound. So they sold one calf, 620 pounds, for $1.54. Another calf, 460 pounds, for $1.59 a pound. And another calf, weighing 550 pounds for $1.42 a pound. They were pretty happy with those numbers. I'm not, because if you want to raise cows and you want to, if you have to feed them, you know, for a year and a half, 2 years, and you go to sell them and you get $1.42 to $1.59 a pound, you're going to lose your shirt. It cannot be done. And why is it like that? Well, because there's no evidence that, and there's been speculation. I've thought this for as long as I've been raising cows, that the market's manipulated, kind of like selections are manipulated. Well, the cattle market is undergoing some scrutiny for price suppression to the farmer. Price suppression to the farmer. Meaning the meat packers, the big ones, of which are just a few, those guys determine what they are going to pay for calves and cows. and they drive the price down, down, down. So I responded with an email to my friend in England. I said, you know, 32 years ago, the price for a calf was $1.06 per pound. The guys that he sent me the link on the on YouTube got between $1.42 and $1.59 per pound. So did that keep up with inflation? Hardly. So what's happening is the farmer is being starved financially. And there'll be fewer and fewer farmers, because who in their right mind is going to want to raise a cow and feed them and nurture them and have the fencing and the hay equipment and the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment it takes to, including the land, to raise cows? Who's going to want to do that for $1.50 a pound? So I just wanted to share that with you, and I wanted to share something else too. I in the last month or so, I've been on the phone with someone, family, friends, and they have a child who's married, and roughly in their 30s, the child and spouse, both of them got cancer. How unusual is that? So the first thing I did was an antenna search, and I wanted to know about microwave radiation in their area where they live. I live on the East Coast. So you can, class, you can go to antennasearch.com, antennasearch.com, and it'll ask you for the address. And I typed in an address. There are over 50 antenna towers and almost 300 antennas within a 3.0-mile radius of this house. How is it possible that there can be about 300 antennas? Now, these are antennas that are registered.
Wow.
You know, it's broadcasting company, broadcasting company, broadcasting company, broadcasting company, broadcasting company, broadcasting company, tower company, tower company, cellular one, towers, 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 T-Mobile, the county government that they're in, the electric power company they're in, T-Mobile, the county again, and then there's, you know, another tower company, another tower company, another tower company, goes on and on, Motorola, another county. I mean, they've got towers, television corporation, another cellular one. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Sprint, Nextel, another county, U.S. Cellular, Sprint, Nextel, cable company. Goes on and on and on. Verizon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 300 of them.
300 within a mile.
Within three-mile radius.
3 mile radius.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Now we're talking. Well, that's pretty light compared to what they're doing in New York City. They're putting up thousands of 5G antennas in New York City, and I asked Bert if he would talk about that on Friday in a little more detail. But here's the thing with that. So where are they putting them? And this is absolutely brilliant. The guys who have figured this out really did it. Where they're putting them is in the locations of the old payphone telephone booths that were in the city. And it took all of them out, right? You used to be able to go to a payphone, a little glass cubicle with an aluminum frame, and you go in there and you get just enough room to stand and turn around. If you're thin, if you're overweight, you can't close the door. But so you go in there and make your phone call and get out. Well, those locations have wire there to feed the phone booth. Probably two pairs of wire at least. You know, four conductors and power to light up the overhead fluorescent light in the phone booth. So they've got all the necessary ingredients. Wire for the payphone and electricity. That's all you need for these 5G cell towers to be powered up. That's all you need. So that's what they did. And they're going to be putting thousands of them in New York City. It's already started. Already started. There's no escape. Now, these things are not, you know, they're not 200 feet in the air. They're like 20 feet in the air, something like that. They're like almost at eye level. Just enough to, you know, cook you as you walk by. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. When the dust settles, and thousands of years from now, when people just start excavating and go, boy, these guys were really dumb. They were really, really dumb. Do you know that they put cooking machines on the sidewalks? Do you know that they did that? Look at that. Look how stupid they were. So the reason I did the antenna search was back before the year 2000, I was a computer consultant all the way up to maybe 2004, something like that. And I said that I would not put wireless communications. I would not put wireless communications in the school system because there was a gal who taught English at one of the schools where I was a consultant. And what she wanted to do was put in laptop computers or notebook computers on the students' desks. So you figure 25 or so students in a room, and they would have a cart, and the cart would have an access point on it and a printer, and it would be connected to the wired network that I built. And the idea was each student would grab a notebook computer, carry it to his or her desk, and start typing English documents, you know, lessons and reports and essays and take tests and those kinds of things. And I said, are you kidding? You're going to have this classroom which has a steel roof and it has concrete walls and aluminum framed windows, and you're going to put 25 or 30 microwave transmitters and receivers in there, and they're going to be broadcasting. That is turning that classroom into a microwave oven. I won't have any part of it, because what we're going to find out later, 15 years or so later, we are going to find out that there's cancers as a result of it. And back then they said, no, it's not conclusive. You know, there's no study that proves that microwaves cause cancer. No studies at all. Well, now we know that's not true, right? But before the year 2000, I said I would not have any part of it, and I flat out refused. And the school districts that hired me as a consultant, they were the only ones in the state that stayed away from microwaves in the classroom, microwaves in the hallway, microwaves in the computer labs, microwaves in where children and faculty and staff and teachers all congregated and spent most of their waking day in the school system. And I would not have it on my conscience that I was part of the killing machine that killed the students, the teachers, the faculty, and the staff. And here we are.
Back in the day when I was an academic at the University of Melbourne, and before that in high school, Ethernet was ubiquitous. It was just everywhere. So you'd have your laptop computer, you'd take it with you to classes, you'd plug it into the Ethernet system.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing. And that was my design as well.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers. lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, what you're saying is at the University of Melbourne, Ethernet jacks, RJ45 jacks were ubiquitous. You could take your short cable, plug it into jacks anywhere, and you'd be connected to the Internet. Is that correct? Or the school's network, which would let you get connected to the Internet. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
They
had a 24-hour dedicated computer laboratory as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also take your computer to any one of maybe several dozen libraries that were on campus, and they had Ethernet jacks in the libraries as well.
Yeah.
So that's and also in a lot of the classroom spaces too.
Right. Well, that's what we did.
That's how they did things.
The elementary school, the middle school, and the high school, and we put jacks everywhere, and they were all cabled back to a wiring closet, and we had a rack of network switches, and they were all connected to the school's network, and we linked the buildings, the middle school and the high school and elementary school. It's all connected, and this was before the year 2000. So, and you know, we did it with the schools that we networked, we used our own people. You know, we didn't bring in an AT&T or a telecommunications company. We did it. We did it ourselves. And in one of the schools, I taught every teacher computers, how to build a computer. They built their own computers for their own classrooms. And we gave them a Sharpie marker, you know, green, red, and black. And they wrote their names on the side of the computer, you know, indicating that quality control by, you know, Mrs. Jones, the teacher. And the students built them, too. And the students signed all of their computers that they built. And I'm talking about from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And for 1 year, it was the superintendent's birthday coming up. So we brought a class of elementary school class. I believe it might have been first grade, second grade, something like that. And maybe more than that. In terms of grades, and all the students wrote their names on the side of the, you know, the case, the computer, and I think it made the news because no one had done that before, where the students actually built a computer, and every student either turned a screw or put the hard drive in or started loading software. Every student actually had some physical hands-on participation in building that computer. And that superintendent was the only superintendent I've ever heard of that had anything like that on his desk. And when people came to visit him, like his peers, other superintendents from around, you know, the Commonwealth of Virginia, or principals or parents, that was like the centerpiece that you would see when you went into his office. Because he proudly displayed that his students in his school system built that computer for him, and that was the one that he used every day. So it wasn't like they built it and it was just, you know, a paperweight. It was the one he used because it worked great. So, you know, what the heck happened to education? How did it go from that to where we are today? How did that happen? We let it happen because we were asleep.
I think that we're being sabotaged from
All right, let's talk about subliminal messages. That was one of the things that we were going to talk about today. And I mentioned that there was a movie that was filmed in Canada in 1981. And it's called The Agency. And it was about an advertising agency, Madison Avenue Advertising Agency. And they got a new boss. And the new boss came from Washington, D.C. And that new guy was kind of odd. He was a little different because he didn't come up through the ranks of advertising. And what was scary about this is he was experimenting. He came from intelligence in Washington, D.C. And he was experimenting with subliminal messages. And ultimately, we find out that the messages were to be inserted into commercials, like chocolate candy commercials, but they were to manipulate a senatorial race and ultimately the race for the presidency.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election numbers continue to roll in. Republican Corey Mills is projected to win his congressional seat in Florida. He gives credit on Fox News to Governor Ron DeSantis for Republican unity throughout his campaign.
Governor DeSantis was really about making sure that the entire state won. He recognized me in many of his speeches, and so I think that you saw a real unity for the conservative red wave here in Florida.
What we know so far, J.D. Vance wins the Ohio Senate seat over Democrat Representative Tim Ryan. Democrat Gavin Newsom wins his second term as California governor. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wins re-election. GOP's Ted Budd wins North Carolina Senate seat in a close race. Democrat Josh Shapiro is the winner of the Pennsylvania governor's race. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott have gubernatorial wins in Florida and Texas, respectively. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some subliminal cuts, but Arjun in West Virginia just phoned in. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Gwyneth. Question. I just have a quick question. I was wondering, yesterday what happened? My solar battery discharged to 50%, And, like, I have, like, 200 amps in the battery. It was showing, like, it still has, like, 100 amps in the battery. But, like, the bulb that I was powering through the solar battery, that became very dim. And I checked the volts. It was, like, 10.4 volts. Now, this is, like, a lithium ion phosphate battery. Does this mean that, like, why does this thing happen that, like, at 10.4 volt, the amount of light it should emit, it was emitting like very low light, you know, like on that, like the light was becoming very, very less. So does this mean that like I can only use 50% of the battery, the solar battery that I have? So just wanted to get your feedback on this.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail right on the head. So, yeah. What kind of a light is this? Is this an incandescent light bulb?
Yeah, it is like a 15-watt LED bulb.
Oh, LED. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what happens. Lights typically require a minimum voltage for the normal brightness, and you were below that. Okay, you were at 10.4 volts. That's below the 12-point-something to 13-point-something that these LED bulbs require. So that explains why it was dim. Now, it's not like a gas tank. A battery is not like a gas tank. And let me give you an example. So in the old days, we had a flashlight, and we put some D cells in it, you know, two D cells in a flashlight with a small incandescent bulb. When those D cells, commonly called batteries, when they became used, they would become weaker and weaker and weaker. And the indicator that the batteries were weak was the bulb would shine less and less and less brightly, right? Isn't that the way it was? Okay, so what you experienced is exactly that. That your state of charge is not sufficient to fully illuminate the LED bulb. So when you have a 200 ampere hour battery and it's down to half charge, it is going to produce a dim light. And you probably shouldn't be taking it down as far as 50%. Now, if it were a lead acid battery, like a car battery, and you took that down to 50% and the weather was kind of chilly outside and you went to start your car, it wouldn't start right up. You know, the starter wouldn't be able to turn at the normal starter motor speed. It would be turning slowly. It might even go and not start the car. So that's what we would call that would be a dead battery. And it really might not be totally dead, but it might be only 40% charged. But that would not be enough charge to start the car. So simply what you have experienced is a discharge state that is great enough to not fully illuminate the battery. And it's not like a gas tank, Arjun. It's not like if you have a 20-gallon gas tank and you can go 400 miles, if you've got 10 gallons left or half a tank, you could go, you know, 200 more miles. It's not like that. It's way, way different. When you get to half a charge, you're not going anywhere. Okay?
Yeah. I have a electric trike. And it needs a new battery at the moment, so it's sitting around. But I had that experience with my electric tricycle. When I knew that when it was showing that it had a half charge, I knew that I had a long walk ahead of me. That's just how it was. Yep.
Right, right. And some battery chemistries can take a greater discharge and still come back to life without being, you know, partially damaged. So you really don't want to take the batteries down to where they're so dead that they can't do what you want. So what were you doing that took this? So were you just experimenting to see how this would go? Arjun?
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I'm just powering, like, my TV and, like, few lights in the house. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm doing. Like, I tried powering the fridge, but the battery went, like, it went to 0% very quickly. So, I mean, like, it's just that, like, it's very, very costly, you know, like, and the thing that I'm seeing is with solar, it's very, very costly. The amount of electricity, whatever is advertised, you don't really get that. And the thing is that, like, now what I see is that, like, if I can just use 50% of the battery is 2,450 watts. If I can use just, like, which is half of it, 100 amperes, you know, like, so, I mean, like, it's not even worth it, you know, like, I mean, like, it's just, like, I mean, like, it's too costly, and compared to the value that it adds to you, you know. So
okay, so I'm with you. I am absolutely with you that solar powered systems are expensive. They're not for everybody, and there is this belief that, well, I have to be careful how I say this. There is this belief that there is an infinite supply or a limitless supply of electricity that is available from the sun. Well, it's not true. That's not true because at night, you're not getting any electricity from the sun in terms of light.
Yep.
Okay? None. And in the early morning hours, when if you have your solar panels aimed directly south in the early hours of the morning, your panels really aren't aimed in the right direction. They're aimed, you know, off axis. So you're not going to get a full charge. You're not going to get the maximum current. And the sun is low. And then you have trees in the way. So you really, if everything's working perfectly, you might get 5 or 6 or 7 hours at the most of sunlight per day that's usable if you have a fixed amount solar system the way we do. Meaning our solar system is not hooked up to smarts, smart electronics and motors and servos and, you know, to aim the panels at the sun and track the sun. It doesn't do that. Ours just stay fixed, aimed south. And there are many reasons why I've done that. One is because we live in Hurricane Alley, and if I had a motor-driven system, it'd be very sophisticated, and it'd be more fragile. It'd be less likely to survive high winds. So what we did was we opted for a very strong system, but the price we're paying is that we're not maximizing the tracking potential of moving those solar panels. So ours just stay aimed south. So sometimes they're not in the ideal direction. As a matter of fact, they're only in the ideal direction, facing the ideal direction for a couple hours a day, like 2 or 3. So what you have found is that 2,400 watts that's claimed by the battery manufacturer is probably an exaggeration. It probably, and that's when it's brand new under perfect conditions, but once it gets shipped out of the warehouse, those conditions go away, and maybe you get 70 or 80% of that capacity. And then each time you discharge and charge that battery, you get less and less and less and less and less of that capacity. So you have found out that electricity consumption is way more than one would expect, and the ability to store the electricity in the battery is way less than one would expect. You put that together, and it's hard to make it work. So how big is your television, Arjun?
I think it's a small one. It's like maybe 32 inches, maybe 42 inches, something like
okay.
that. Like,
so it's, all right, so, yeah. We have a 43, mm-hmm. and it's several years old, and it draws about 100 watts. So theoretically, you could say, well, 100 watts on the TV, 2,400 watts in the battery, I could run this thing for 24 hours. But you can't, because if you take it down to 50% charge, that would be 12 hours. But the TV probably wouldn't like it at that low of a voltage or charge. So now we're probably talking about maybe you could use it for 6 hours. Maybe, right? Is that about right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Yeah. So what you've learned is you don't have the capacity, and nobody does. It's not just you, Arjun. It's all of us. We don't have the capacity that we thought we had. Let me describe what our battery bank is. And this is about what a person would need to power a house. So there are 80 cells, 80. And each one weighs 100 pounds. Actually, a little over 100 pounds. It's 8 feet long. And about almost 5 feet tall. And about 4 feet wide. Packed in there like sardines. That's how big our battery bank is. It's massive, right?
Yes.
8,800 pounds. So that's what it takes to run a house. But that's if you got a lot of sun. But if you only have, 5 hours of sun half the time, half the day, some days it's cloudy, the battery bank won't be charged. Will not be charged. And sometimes we run out of electricity by morning. Exactly what you're talking about. And that's with a lot of solar panels and a huge battery bank. So it takes a lot more electricity than the people who sell these things want you to know. So they mislead you. They absolutely mislead you. Would you agree?
100%, 100%. Just one more thing I was wondering. Currently, on a brightest day, like my 200-watt solar panel produces close to 25, 27 amps of amp hours of charge in the battery. Like it pushes like close to 27. So the thing is that like I would need like close to three of these panels. I will have to add like three more of them in order to make at least just the bulbs and the TV work in the house. What would you suggest? Should I just return it, or should I return everything, or should I keep it?
Let's just go through a little bit of arithmetic. Some very simple arithmetic. So let's say your solar panel is how many watts? 200?
200 watts, yes. 200 watts, yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's say it were a perfect, perfect, really bright sunny day, and you had one of these panels, and everything was working, and you had no losses, no electrical losses, which is not true, because we all have electrical losses in the charge controller and the inverter and in the battery bank. Oh, there are losses, so you're not going to get 100%. But if you had 200-watt solar panel, and you had 5 hours of sun, that'd be 1,000 watts.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Arjun is with us, USA Prepares instructor. And Greg is on hold, and I'm sure Greg has some comments about solar systems as well. But let me just flesh this out, the arithmetic about this, and I'll explain why you're experiencing this. In class, this is a lesson that you're all going to learn as you experiment with solar power. So you have one 200-watt solar panel. And let's say it's got some sun on it for 5 hours during the day. But it really doesn't have full sun for 5 hours because there's an optimal angle that the solar panel would be placed to get maximum sunlight. So as the sun or as the earth rotates, you're going to get in the early morning hours very little sun, more to hit around somewhere around noon. You'll get it around somewhere around maximum solar, and then 1 o'clock less, 2 o'clock in the afternoon less, you know, until the sun doesn't really shine on the panels anymore. So really, if everything were optimized and everything were working perfectly, you might get about 50% of the capacity of those of that solar panel, which would bring a 200-watt solar panel down to 100 watts. 100 watts for 5 hours is 500 watts total. Your television consumes about 100 watts per hour. So in that case, you're going to get about 5 hours of television with your system. And I believe that's what you said you're getting. Is that right?
Yes. I think like that's that equation is completely close to the thing that I'm seeing on the ground here. And would you recommend that I try to experiment with wind, maybe, and the wind speed is similar to what it is in Missouri? But, like, I'm asking questions after questions, you know, like, I don't want to dispel the...
The answer, Arjun, is no at this point, because wind is complicated, and you've got to have wind, and you don't always have wind. Solar is probably the easiest one to experiment with, in my estimation, because there are no moving parts. Okay, and also you won't be bringing attention to yourself. Now, the thing is, there are some constraints that you have. One constraint is the capacity of the battery. Second constraint is the capacity, maximum capacity that the charge controller can handle. How many watts can that handle? So let's say it's only rated for 200 watts, and you decide to put four panels together. That would be 4 times 200 or 800 watts going into a 200-watt charge controller. You'll burn up the charge controller. So that, you know, so you need to know the capacity of your charge controller. So really, the answer is, if you want this system to work, you've got a lot of limiting factors. One is the battery bank, and you really shouldn't be discharging that more than 80% typically anyway. A lot of battery manufacturers recommend, don't take it down below 80% charge. And, you know, if you do, you can permanently damage the battery. So that being said, to make this system work, you're going to have to do something like what we did. You know, have a huge battery bank, a lot of solar panels, and a big charge controller. Actually, we have three charge controllers, all working in tandem with three sets of solar arrays working in tandem and a huge battery bank. And it's an expensive proposition. And the only thing that I would recommend it for is not, I would not recommend solar unless you live totally off the grid like Gwyneth does. If that would be a reason to have solar. Another reason would be for independence, to be independent from the system. Should the grid go down and you want to keep, you know, humming along and having some of your devices working, that would be a reason. But in terms of buying a solar system with solar panels, the solar mount for the panels, the charge controllers, the wiring, and the battery bank and the inverter, to do that to save money does not work. It absolutely does not work, because in my analysis, the break-even point would be about 11 plus years. So to break even, it would be 11 years or more. Now, there are some government subsidies, but then you're going to be on the list. So the only thing that solar does for me here at the farm is give us independence from the system. And I really like that. But there's a very heavy price that you pay in Federal Reserve notes to do that. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I've just said?
Yeah. System was second hand, or third hand, or fourth hand, I don't know. It was a former cell phone tower solar power system that was used by a telephone company at one stage to run a cell phone tower in the middle of the outback somewhere. And they decommissioned it and they wrote it off and sold it on to somebody private, and I bought it off of them. But it cost me $10,000 at the time.
So, do you agree with what I said about it being for...
That's a second-hand system or third-hand system.
Do you agree with what I said, that it's for someone who lives off the grid or someone who wants independence from the grid? But in terms of economics, yes. It makes no sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Arjun...
I haven't paid a power bill in 10 years.
Arjun, please stay with us. Greg will be with us.
Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.